for example, you believe in evolution, yeah?
Yes, I'm aware of the overwhelming amount of scientific evidence that says evolution is true. Yes.
Okay, then answer me this. Who created the first cell? The first ever cell.
There's no reason to think that a person or an agent created the first cell.
What? So what do you believe?
That life naturally appeared through chemical processes. So what made the first cell exist is chemistry, which is exactly the same process that makes it possible for cells to continue existing ever since they showed up on this planet.
Yeah, man, but that doesn't account for consciousness.
Yes, it does.
Consciousness is not a chemical process, man.
It just very obviously is the product of chemical processes. In fact, you can add chemical, you can change the chemical processes of a conscious being and it alters their consciousness. Every single thing, we don't know like precisely how it happens, but every single thing we know about consciousness just very clearly supports that it has a physical source.
Yeah, but it's rather connected to the feeling rather, I think more the chemicals involved in that, they submit to the process rather than the other way around, that the process is dictated by the chemicals. You know what I mean?
If the process is dictated by the chemicals, then that's a physical state dictating the conscious experience, which is exactly what I said is happening.
No. I'm saying that rather the process is dictating the chemicals, not the other way around.
Give an example of that happening.
Like, for example, yeah, feeling sad. Yeah, feeling sad. That changes the neurotransmitters in your body, you know, and instead, like, for example, it's increasing the...
It's literally the other way around.
Level.
You can't feel anything until after the neurotransmitters have crossed the synapses. In whatever concentration they do, you only feel things after that's happened.
That's what I'm saying, man.
No, you're saying the opposite. You're saying you feel sad,
because
the neurotransmitters, and then you get less dopamine. No, it's literally the other way around. Now, thanks to negative feedback, a lot of the times, or just not even negative feedback, it's just general homeostasis, well, which pretty much is negative feedback, but whatever. But just thanks to general homeostasis, the feelings of being sad usually goes away, because that's not what your baseline state is. But you're sad. The emotional experience of being sad didn't turn you into not sad. The only thing that can make that possible is whatever the relative ratios of those neurotransmitters going back and forth is.
Yeah, but what makes those neurotransmitters go back and forth?
Chemistry.
Because what chemistry? Because this chemistry does not appear before you experience the
yes,
feeling.
Yes, it 100% does.
I disagree.
Then you don't know anything. I don't know what to tell you. You know that we create medications for this, right?
It's a big statement.
You know that we create medications for this, right? And the only thing the medications do is there are inhibitors and there are reuptake inhibitor, an SSRI or whatever. The only thing that the medication does is it interacts and interferes or whatever with binding sites on cell membranes to change the chemistry.
I know the process, man. I know the process.
Clearly not, because... you don't understand
you're diverting.
The only thing the medication does is alter the chemical imbalance that you have. It can't alter your mood.
External factor.
It can't alter your mood unless,
of course, it's an external factor.
Unless it changes the chemical balance. So the chemical balance is what changes the mood, which is to say alters the conscious experience.
Yes, man, it's a connection.
Then everything you're saying is wrong.
What I'm concentrating on, no, man.
You can't agree with me and come out of this conversation ahead.
Because it's, you know, there is a connection between neurotransmitters and feelings. There is a rapport. But what I'm stating is that the chemical reaction happens as a result to the feeling, to the experience per se.
Well, not a single scientist that works on this would agree with you
all the time,
buddy. Why do people need to, why do people even need the medication? Why don't the people just go, hey, you quit being so sad all the time, and then they just stop?
Because not all the, we're not equal, man.
Okay, so then why do they need, what does the medication do then?
Listen, so there are certain, because not
now,
everybody is
what
capable.
What does the medication
people,
do?
It alters your biochemistry.
And then what happens?
And then you experience...
So chemistry first, and then you get results. Thank you. That's what I've been saying the whole time.
It's like small... It's like... If you get high, if you smoke weed, of course you'll get high. It's an external factor. Consciousness is not an external factor.
It's self-driven. It's internally driven.
It's exactly. Medication, it's external. So that's my point.
No, it isn't your point. Everything you've argued,
everything you've argued
is demonstrably false.
Right. Okay, man. Fine. That what you said earlier with science brings me to the second point, that the Big Bang theory, yeah? So Big Bang...
Yeah, the thing that countless scientists have been able to prove countless times, yes, is false according to you because...
No, they assume. I'm not saying it's false. I'm just asking because...
Could you tell me something that requires no assumptions? I'd love to know what these things are.
Something that, no, of course, everything, assumption, it's a...
Okay, so every single idea is... Okay, so now apply this to every single thing you believe in.
No.
Instead of selectively applying it, apply it to everything you believe in.
I can't, because assumptions, it's selective, you understand? Because first you start with the assumption, and then if the facts corroborate it, yeah, then your assumption could be wrong or could be right.
Yeah, and what's the best way we've ever figured out for testing if our assumptions are true? I'll help you out. The answer is science.
Man, science can't prove everything.
Yeah, so that would almost be an interesting thing to say if I had asked you if science can prove everything, but I didn't. What I asked you was, what's the best method we've ever come up with for testing our assumptions?
Experiments.
So science?
Yeah.
Okay, the Big Bang is science.
They're correlated and they're not separated.
The Big Bang is science. So according to you, it's part of the process that's the best process we've ever invented for figuring out if our assumptions are true. So therefore, because the Big Bang is a scientific idea, it's one of the kind of ideas that you should believe in with the utmost confidence.
So it's a theory, you understand? It's not a fact. It's different.
No, those are the same thing. A scientific theory is a fact. You're thinking of a hypothesis. Yes, it is. Does the Earth orbit the sun?
That's not a theory.
Yes, it is. It's called heliocentric theory. Do atoms exist?
That's a fact.
It's called atomic theory.
No, this.
Do earthquakes happen?
It started.
Do earthquakes happen?
Theory. It started.
It started as many different hypotheses, and the proven hypotheses are the body of knowledge that is the theory.
Yeah, but Big Bang started also as a theory, but it was never
proven. It started off as observations that all of the farthest away galaxies are redshifted. We now know with as much certainty.
How much of the universe do we observe?
We now know with as much certainty that Earth orbits the sun that the universe is expanding. That's what the Big Bang is. Now,
okay.
Do you disagree that we live in an expanding universe? You're muted right now. Sorry about that. Do you agree that we live in an expanding universe?
It's a possibility.
Do you agree that all of the scientific data says that we live in an expanding universe?
The scientific data that we are able to gather from
Let me ask you a different question. Why do you think scientists think the Big Bang is true?
See, I think I'm going to exit this life because it's bullshit, man. You don't let people
Why do you think that scientists think the Big Bang is true?
Goodbye.
Coward? Well, sorry, you're not a coward. You're an idiot. Or, sorry, you're a cowardly idiot. There we go. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.